Let's move on and talk about follicular lymphoma. And Jonathan, you were a co-author on a paper published earlier this year in the JCO reporting on a trial that was done through SWOG looking at radioimmune therapy consolidation in untreated FL. Can you talk about the paper and what you think it means?
Yeah, I think this is an important data set for people to be aware of. This was the large U.S. intergroup trial, which randomized patients. Initially, it was three arms, CHOP alone, CHOP with rituximab, or CHOP followed by iodine-131 tocilizumab radioimmunotherapy consolidation. After about the first year and a half of the trial, the CHOP alone arm was closed due to other data sets at that time suggesting the benefit of rituximab. So it became a large trial of R-CHOP compared to CHOP followed by radioimmunotherapy. And the bottom line was that there were no significant differences in progression-free or overall survival between those two groups. A few points to make about the trial. Toxicities were obviously a little bit different, but both arms were tolerated, as you would expect, with most of the toxicity due to the CHOP chemotherapy portion. I think one of the most important results of that trial is simply to give the modern benchmark of what you'd expect of an R-CHOP-treated population with follicular lymphoma. And I find it useful to look at those results in the context of other trials of follicular lymphoma, like the Rummel-Still trial. These results with R-CHOP are among the best results ever seen in the treatment of follicular lymphoma in the United States, and I think do really provide a good benchmark. The conclusion of this trial is that either of these options is a good option, but I think given familiarity and concern about the potential for secondary malignancies, most people would choose R-CHOP as the preferred regimen compared to these two. We did do a follow-up study in SWOG that I ran that combined really the two components. We gave R-CHOP up front, then radioimmunotherapy, and then rituximab maintenance, sort of the full approach. That trial, because of the nature of the treatment and the maintenance portion, we're hoping to be able to analyze in the next couple of years. Because one big question on the table is if we had given R-CHOP rather than CHOP, might the radioimmunotherapy have done even better? And there are arguments to make on both sides of that. Some people feel that if you give too much rituximab, you might limit the effect of radioimmunotherapy. But at any rate, that's how this trial turned out.